This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Somnath Temple stands as a beacon of unwavering faith, divinity and a sacred symbol of the country's eternal soul. He was speaking at the Somnath Amrit Mahotsav in Gujarat.
करतारपुर कॉरिडोर बौद्ध सर्किट का विकास इनके जरिए देश में तीर्थ क्षेत्रों में आर्थिक गतिविधियां बढ़ी हैं. सोमनाथ परिसर भी इसका एक सशक्त उदाहरण है. आज सोमनाथ मंदिर ट्रस्ट से सैकड़ों परिवार जुड़े हैं. हजारों लोगों का जीवन इस क्षेत्र से जुड़ा हुआ है. देश दुनिया के कोने कोने से जो लोग यहाँ आते हैं वो गुजरात के बाकी हिस्सों में भी जाते हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers and performed puja at the Somnath Temple in Gujarat during the Somnath Amrit Parv celebrations. It marks 75 years since the inauguration of the restored temple. The Mahapuja was followed by the Kumbhabhishek and flag hoisting ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon countrymen to become a partner in strengthening the nation amid the West Asia crisis. Addressing a function in Hyderabad yesterday, the Prime Minister made 7 appeals to the nation. He urged citizens to help conserve foreign exchange reserves by reducing the consumption of imported fuel through the use of public transport and carpooling. The Prime Minister's appeal comes at a time when crude oil prices are trading above $100 per barrel due to the West Asia crisis, and the deadlock in the Strait of Hormuz still persists. Crude oil prices had touched a 52-week high of $126 per barrel at the end of last month. The Prime Minister today shared an article by Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat highlighting the resilience and timeless civilizational significance of the Somnath Temple. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that Somnath is more than a temple, serving as a testament to the country's enduring spirit. Mr. Modi highlighted that its journey from ruin to renewal reflects the unconquerable heritage and undaunted legacy of the nation. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has urged citizens and businesses to reduce expenditure on items that require foreign exchange in view of the ongoing global uncertainties. Addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the conflict in West Asia is still going on and truce is still far away, so it is important for the country to act responsibly on the economic front. He emphasized that citizens should consciously identify areas in their daily lives where spending of foreign exchange can be minimized. The Uttarakhand administration has urged the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims and tourists to remain cautious and travel safely amid adverse weather conditions in the hill state. An orange alert has been issued by Indian Meteorological Department amid the possibility of rainfall and adverse weather in various parts of Uttarakhand, especially in the hilly areas. 6 people were killed and 4 others, including 2 children, were seriously injured when a vehicle carrying tourists met with an accident in the Bhatiyat subdivision of Chamba district in Himachal Pradesh. The injured have been admitted to Tanda Medical College. Among the deceased, 5 were tourists from Gujarat, while the driver was a resident of Mandi district in Himachal Pradesh. The accident occurred in the wee hours today on the Kakira-Lahru road. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. The day is marked to commemorate the historic Pokhran 2 nuclear tests of 1998. It aims to pay tribute to the scientists, innovators and visionaries driving the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat through technology, research and innovation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to scientists, engineers, innovators and researchers of the country on the occasion. In a social media post, the Vice President wished that the nation continue to make significant strides in science, innovation and technology, powered by the talent and dedication of people. In football, India will play against hosts China in the crucial quarterfinal match of the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup at Suzhou today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.